From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Researchers have made a breakthrough using stem cells to grow a human organ. In a study out today, the scientific journal Nature reports that Japanese researchers used human stem cells to create liver buds. That's a precursor to a real liver. And they were then implanted into mice. Joining us now with the details is healthcare reporter Carrie Goldberg. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So first of all, what did the researchers do here?
Well, first of all, what they did not do is use those politically controversial embryonic stem cells. Mm. What they used were what's called induced pluripotent stem cells, which are adult cells that have been kind of genetically reprogrammed to be able to develop into various cell types. So what the researchers did was to mix together three types of human stem cells, and they found, to their own surprise, the first time they observed it, that the cells self-organized or self-assembled into a three-dimensional liver bud. Now, a liver bud is normally found in an early embryo, and it later on develops into a full-fledged liver.
So this experiment did not produce a full-fledged liver.
Right. It did not produce a full-fledged liver. It produced a kind of a teeny tiny proto-liver. Hmm. It's what scientists call an organoid, a structure that's like an organ. So the researchers transplanted these human liver buds into mice to see how they'd function, but not into their liver areas. The buds were put into the mouse's abdomen or actually inside the head just to see how they do. But those results were very encouraging. The buds matured and they developed blood vessels and they produced proteins, which is a normal liver function. And they also seemed to be able to save the mice from liver failure.
So how big of a step is this? I mean, were we able to do anything like this before?
Well, it serves as kind of a proof of concept that, in fact, a liver can be built. I spoke with Chad Cowan, an assistant professor at the Harvard Stem Cell Institute, who was not involved with this research. And he says that this was a first in stem cell science. He says it's the closest we've come to a real solid tissue organ that's been engineered or created by humans.
And I guess the big question is, when can humans take advantage of this?
Yes, that is the big question. But in terms of helping human patients, we're definitely not there yet. For instance, in this case, it's not simple to get from this teeny tiny functioning precursor of a liver to a real liver. By the way, livers are big. The average human liver weighs about 3 pounds. Mm. So here's Chad Cowan of the Harvard Stem Cell Institute.
The researchers very honestly said this is something that you might consider maybe 10 years in the future. While the concept or the way in which it might occur could be the same, it's going to have to be done at a scale that's, say, 10,000 times larger just to make something that's even close to, say, the one human liver.
So 10,000 times larger, that's not a trivial challenge to scale up like that.
Absolutely not. So where do researchers go from here, Carrie? Can this be used with other organs?
Well, if this technique works on livers, it is possible it will also work on other organs, kidneys, lungs. The Japanese researchers are already working on a pancreas, they say. And this kind of self-assembly has already been used on a retina, part of the eye. Scientists say that it's hard to believe it could be this easy to build an organ. I mean, imagine if you wanted to build a building and all you had to do was put the right construction materials on the site and they'd build themselves. Mm. But life is full of surprises, and by life, I mean life science, biology. So these self-assembling stem cells will certainly be an area to watch.
Healthcare reporter Carrie Goldberg. She is the host of the Common Health blog at our home station, WBUR. Carrie, thanks.
My pleasure.